understand. Since 1984, I've been a drooling rabbit fan of well-constructed comedy played on accordion. If you'll forget the scansion. When I was 9, the first time I heard Beat It with the lyrics redefined, it filled up dyssynapses in my adolescent mind, and I was just like Jamson. Found his first album in the nice price bargain record bin, the best $3.99 I'd ever spent. A squeeze box flinging dude with full-on punk rock attitude, unleashing polka rage against the rock establishment. So all the while, he kept up with the trends in every single music style. There was no artist that he would not playfully defile. It could not be defeated. I've seen him play, and though his show was awesome and his name blew me away, there was one minor criticism that I can relay, and that's that I was seated. When I saw he'd be live at Riot 2025 with Screeching Weasel, Weezer, and Green Day, I knew there'd be a chance that he'd compel the punks to dance. I bought a ticket, booked a flight, and I can proudly say you may have seen the Ramones back in 79. You may have seen Anthrax before they were signed, but I was in the Weird Al bit at Riot Fest. Rolling Stones when they rocked Joe's Place. You may have seen Ozzy take a bat to the face, but I was in the Weird Al bit at Riot Fest. It took a bit, the crowd was like a fire that was ready to be lit, but mission statement's never gonna start a circle pit, it's just too freaking dulcet. But then the strains of 90s rippets from a certain Rose of Kurt Cobain came ringing out, and soon the masses could not be contained. The crowd became convulsant. The friendliest of fits, no windmills, no karate twits, just screaming lyrics in each other's face. And as I caught my breath, they started chanting Wall of Death. Then the fat intro started and kept going. And okay, this is a long intro, we're kind of losing momentum here. Okay.
You ain't nothing.
Okay, and we charged into the space. You may have seen AC/DC with Axl Rose, you may have seen Guster playing Women's Blows, but I was in the Weird Al bit at Riot Fest. You may have seen Inside Out before Zach joined Rage, or seen NWA get arrested on stage, but I was in the Weird Al bit at Riot Fest.
Let me hear you scream, we want polka! That my crowd sources your analysis, but I was in the Weird Al pit at Riot Fest.
You may have seen Johnny Cash at the Folsom Jail, or seen Amanda Palmer flash the Daily Mail, but I was in the Weird Al pit at Riot Fest. You may have seen War Kill the Rich and the Famous, or seen the Beach Boys play with John Stamos, and holy crap, that happened at the same damn Riot Fest. You may have seen Motley Crue on their final tour. You may have seen them again when they did 27 more. But I was in the Weird Al bit at Riot Fest. My wife saying yes when I proposed, and the birth of her son was pretty cool, I suppose. But I was in the Weird Al bit at Riot Fest.
Yeah.